the houses of God. Bible thought. However, the Most High does not live in houses made by men. As the prophet says, "Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. What kind of house would you build for me?" Acts 7:48-49, New International Version. Where do your eyes find the glory of the Lord shining most intensely? Some may experience the presence of God when they enter a beautiful cathedral designed to direct attention toward the majesty of God. Others apprehend God most clearly outside, away from cathedrals and churches and all evidence of human construction. We may see God in the vibrant colors of a sunrise, or in the dramatic flashing of a thunderstorm, or in the quiet green of a fertile valley. Some may claim that the work of the Creator is seen most distinctly in the lovely curves of a dolphin arching through the waves, or in the grace and speed of a startled deer. Yet the God who fashioned the beauty of the skies and the wonders of the natural world, who uses heaven as a throne and earth as a footstool, has promised that His Spirit dwells within us. We humans are very limited creatures. We have no power to match the power of a thunderstorm, and no beauty to compare with the grace of a deer. But somehow, some way, we have been made so that we can contain and shed abroad the glory of God. Please pray with me. Our Father, we are grateful for the earth and the heavens and for the ability to appreciate your creation. We are grateful for the human works that praise and exalt you. Give us the willingness to accept the indwelling glory that you have promised to us. Through Christ, amen.